When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I like having fun, yeah. I like to laugh, yeah. I like to meet people who can make me laugh, yeah. I like having fun, yes, I like it to laugh, yeah. I like having fun to meet people who laugh. It's Tim Heidecker. We are here live in Glendale, California. We got a new backdrop behind us. Downtown Glendale. I'm not talking about Glendale, Arizona. I'm talking about Glendale, California, just north of the Los Angeles city limits. It is 2021, January 8th, 2021, 10 a.m. here on the West Coast, noon in the Central Region. And of course, 1 p.m. back east, where I grew up, back in Allentown. Yes, we're living here in Allentown. I grew up not too far from where Vic Berger was born. That's in correct. Bethlehem. So we have him on the show today. And that's one of the reasons we have him with us. We also have the one and the only coming in from the Central Time Zone. But he's here in California, made the move out here to California. I'm going to guess 2003.
Good guess.
Came out, crossed the Sierras, crossed the continental divide, over the desert, through the desert, over the Santa Monica, the San Gabriel Mountains.
I took the Glendale. Same path that the Donner Party took.
DJ from Naperville, Illinois. Loop and stop.
Pounded.
Downers Grove. I always say Naperville. It is great to be back, ladies and gentlemen. What a tremendous week it has been for the community of America. And I apologize, we're a day late, dollar short. We're a day late, we're a dollar short, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys are making me really ticked off here.
It has been, I mean, for some of you, you saw me last night. I did a little live stream music show last week.
What did you play?
What did I play? I just picked up my guitar.
Whatever came to you.
And played. I noodled around. I played some new songs I'm working on and had a good time doing it. You were busy watching Jeopardy or whatever you were doing.
MASH.
MASH.
MASH and Bosch.
What about a Bosch mashup?
Or MASH Bosch up.
Of course, a lot of thank you for all tuning into the Billion Dollar Movie watch along. That was a lot of fun a couple weeks ago. So it's not like, you know, we haven't done the show in what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Is it three?
It's about
three, yeah.
But we are back. I'm sorry, we're a day late, dollar short.
One, two, three, let's go. A really nice piece of handle.
Let's just quickly say a couple things to promote. Of course, if you're not a member, this is a great time to join patreon.com/officehourslive. If you're not if you're not part of that community, what are you even doing here? Now's a good time to do an annual membership. Matt, what's the deal in the annual membership? It's basically you get a free month.
I'm glad you asked. Yes.
Pop in.
$55. You get a full year.
What the fuck?
If you don't do that, if you do that piddling month by month, then you're looking at $60 a year. So you do the math. That's a good savings.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it goes. This Saturday, which is actually tomorrow, we're looking at it closely, and it turns out it is tomorrow, because today being Friday, tomorrow being Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific, if you're a Patreon member, it's a new feature. We are doing a live workout with not me, thank goodness, Doug Lusenhop himself. We're doing Doug's body tight workout.
DJ Doug Pound.
We're going to do it live, and it'll then remain up. It could be your one-stop shop for getting yourself in shape.
Get rid of the Peloton.
Get rid of the Peloton. Yeah. This audience doesn't have a Peloton, trust me. But
you sell the Peloton with that money, you can easily get a membership.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Speaking of, I need to do this. I'm completely, you know.
Your Bowflex, you can sell that.
This show that I've been doing now, it's going to be 5 years in whenever. We'll have to look that up. April, maybe. This show is my autobiography. It will be. These are my memoirs. These are my memories. And we've been charting my growth, my failures, my successes over these 5 years. You've followed me on this journey. You're here with me. And I'm here to report. I'm here to report that I am failing. I am a failure.
Thank you, Tim.
The past month, I've been just chomping away. I've been chocolating. I've been stuffing crackers. I've been eating crackers. Those Milton's crackers.
Milton's crackers?
Of course.
Are those like the thick ones, the thick square ones?
Yeah. No.
What are
they're rounded.
Oh, okay.
I put cheese on them. I'm not doing my 6 mile walks.
You're not doing Ritz. Yeah, you're going up.
It's a tough time.
I would eat Ritz, Doug. I need a sleeve of Ritz.
Ritz are great.
I'm not, you know, look at this, the beard. I don't care. There's this idea of a new leaf coming through the new year has been challenging because nothing is really changing on the ground. COVID is as bad as it's ever been. Now they're telling me that the tests we've been taking are likely bullshit.
Who cares?
This curative shit. Oh, come on down, put this swab in your mouth, and we'll let you know. But next day, I knew the whole time was bullshit.
Thank you for
sticking that
up
shit in my
bullshit.
Mouth. This isn't doing anything.
That's some bullshit.
Now, who knows? It seems like a big boondoggle,
that's
Doug.
Bullshit.
You got this curative company. It's the news. All you need to do is read the news. I'm not a guy that doesn't believe in the news. LA Times. This fucking guy, 25 years old, starts a company. What, the day he finds out about COVID, he goes, you know what I'll do? I'll create a boondoggle. I know. I probably went to school. I'm buddies with Eric Garcetti's daughter or some bullshit. Who knows? We'll look into it. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Bullshit.
They create this whole scam. Now, I might be overblowing this. Who knows? But that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to jump to conclusions and be angry.
I'm not that far into that. I think it's okay. I think he was trying to do good.
Garcetti?
I'm talking about the 25 year old. Yeah, I think he's trying to
curative.
Do his best.
It feels like you're gonna find out that this is like another Elizabeth Holmes situation with the blood tests.
Business managed at the federal level too, which
of course
bleeds down.
I mean, massive failures from the top on down. Yeah. There's very few heroes, very few people to make feel good about institutions right now.
I want
to
give my blood.
Although I continue to support them blindly, blind allegiance to our to
thank
our leaders.
So. Thank you, Tim.
Let's get into it. I don't want to start dark, but I did.
Tim Apple.
I did. That's where we're at. I'm out of my mind. I got up at 3 in the morning because my dog's scratching at the door. The dog's going to turn into meat pretty soon. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. But I'm going to try to reset. Right now. But I need a Zoomer, Matt. Somebody that's going to come in and provide me with a boost.
All right. Are we going to do that quest? Do we have a question today?
We do have a question today. We have a question of the day.
We got a lot of hand raisers today, too.
Oh, hand raising.
What is the question? What is it?
Well, it's David Bowie's birthday. It's Elvis Presley's birthday. The question of the day is,
Which one gets to stay? Which one gets to come back to life?
Which one gets chopped up and put in an oil drum if you had to? Put in an oil drum and buried.
Which body gets exhumed?
Right. Jesus Christ.
No.
I'm from England.
Why not?
No. That's an opposite because, I don't know. I'm thinking like, let's say, this is the old Hitler thing, the time travel thing. You have the opportunity to go back and put either Elvis Presley as a 10-year-old or, I'll say 18-year-old. How about that? I'm having trouble with this. How about at the Elvis, either you can either go back to the baptism of Elvis Presley or the baptism of David Bowie, a.k.a. David Jones. That's his real name.
You ain't nothing but
and you can drown one of them in Down by the River. You can take the babe.
You have to.
You have to drown one of them, okay? That's just
Dom,
the rules.
Dom from England, speak up so we can...
Yes, sir.
What do you got? Elvis, straight away. Drowning Elvis.
You're drowning Elvis.
I'm drowning
little baby Elvis. What's the matter with you?
Little baby Elvis.
How are you going to drown little baby Elvis?
Well, he's got allegiance to his, his British.
Exactly.
I'm getting drowned down by the river. I'm getting drowned down by the river. Little buddy from England, pick Dave Bowie. Well, shame on you.
I mean,
go ahead, make your case.
David Bowie was an alien, so he probably wouldn't drown anyway. You put him in the water.
I'm David Bowie. You're not going to drown me, I'm afraid. You're not going to drown me. I don't use oxygen. I actually breathe water. So as soon as I go under, well, that's the end of you, because I'm going to become much stronger.
All right, well, there you're on the record. You would drown Elvis
All right.
as a baby boy. Yeah. Little baby Elvis. Why'd you take my baby? What you gonna do with my baby? Oh no! You're drowning my baby. We already lost the first. We lost the twin, right?
Yeah, still.
We lost the twin.
I thought he drowned, but he actually was born stillborn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here comes the argument that everyone's gonna make. As much as you don't like Elvis, as much as you like David Bowie. Do you get David Bowie without Elvis? We don't know. It's not worth even thinking or talking about. And it's a bad way to start the show.
We're starting on a downer.
It's downhill from here. All right. Well, by the way, I have an announcement for you, pal. In England.
I'm waiting.
We have made a big decision. Save the date. This month, January 31st, we will do a Mr. America screening that you guys can all watch. It'll be timed for the UK. It'll be around 8 p.m. UK time. We're going to do a screening of it that you can watch at home, just like we did the Billion Dollar Movie, without the stopping and starting. We want you guys to have a pure theatrical experience with a Q&A and all the rest. All right, so save the date. There'll be more information about that. Anybody can watch it. But we're timing it for our UK friends, John Galanti and everybody else. So we know how challenging it's been for you to see this award-winning film.
Can I ask a question?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, okay.
Where's my thank yous?
I did say that sounds great.
Okay, that's a little different than thank you.
I'm not going to jump in with a thank you. We'll wait a little bit.
You know, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. What's your question? That's the point of the show.
Well, I was actually originally going to ask about David Bowie, but you've kind of led with that. Has anybody seen the musical they did with Dexter playing the Man Who Fell to Earth character?
No.
It's like a David Bowie musical.
Oh, no.
No, they did it in the West End, but I know there's like a live stream event this weekend. I was wondering if anybody can.
Is it funny? Is it bad funny or is it good? Good.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's why I'm asking if any of you guys had seen it or if anyone else in the Zoom, because I know you can. It's only like this weekend only. You can pay to stream it on the internet.
And you're saying it's a musical about the life of David Bowie starring the guy from Dexter? Is that what I get?
It's the musical of David Bowie starring the guy from Dexter. playing the character David Bowie played in The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Okay. It's a stage adaptation of The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. All right. Did you ever see David Bowie play the Elephant Man on stage? That's pretty cool. He does like a whole... He doesn't do any makeup or anything. He's just... I'm John... What's his name?
John Merrick.
John Merrick. I'm a man, you see. My head is large.
Is it a one-man play?
My head is so large. I mean, I must lie down. I'm not a freak. I'm not some kind of freak that you must laugh at. I'm a man. So, but he did it with all these mirrors. You ever see stills or videos?
I'm looking at it right now.
Like all these weird distorted mirrors that they use it's pretty cool. We love David Bowie, of course. And, you know, we have to give some respect, some deference towards the king of rock and roll. All right. We should get to the city of the day, right? The city of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hang on a second.
The city of the day.
Where's the video?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, stop it. Cut the tape. Oh, there it is.
It's going.
Sing along with me, everybody.
It's the city of the day. City of the day.
You do, Bowie. Yells.
Oh, moment.
City of the day. City of the day. Ain't much more to say. That's all play. The city of the day. City of the day.
Can you do it
to
the game
give,
real quick?
No. City of the day. City of the day.
I don't know.
Way much more to say.
I don't know about
no?
that.
Need a slap back.
City of... Yeah, exactly. I got to give credit to...
be more like that. Right?
City of... yeah. City of the day. City of the day. City of the day. Yeah, what the hell was that? My wife was like, I don't like that Elvis. Ever. I don't never like to hear that Elvis Presley singing. But meanwhile, if you're like one of the Beatles, you're like, oh, that's all that mattered. You know, bebop, bloobop, Elvis.
You got to drown Bowie then.
Yeah.
I got to give credit to the Bowie impression that I'm not doing a very good job with. But what's his name? Shit, I just blanked on his name.
Adam Buxton.
Adam Buxton does the best Bowie. And the key to doing Bowie is to add a Z to a Z. Wait, a Z to everything. So, Z. Instead of an S, Zbidas from Mars. Zbidas. Look up Adam Buxton, David Bowie on YouTube. They're very
his Macca interview was fun too.
His Macca interview was great. Yeah. I recommended that
Not
last
easy
year.
To do.
The city of the day is sponsored by our brand new sponsor of the year, our first sponsor of the year, Cost Plus Puzzle Builders. Are you sick and tired of wasting countless hours assembling jigsaw puzzles? Don't you wish the damn thing was just put together already? Well, now there's Cost Plus Puzzle Builders. Just send them your box, and they'll do it for you. Our skilled craftsmen will hunch over your pieces and meticulously put your puzzle together for days until it's just right. Then we'll mail it back to you in a vacuum-sealed crate so it won't get screwed up upon its return. Now you can do what you enjoy and not get bogged down with a big, messy puzzle. We guarantee that we'll put it together as best we can. If we can't, we'll throw the damn thing out because who needs it, right? You do not send Rubik's Cubes or any other types of puzzles. These are jigsaw puzzles only. This was a... by the way, we only have these... We got to change this to they instead of we, but that's fine. We'll do it on the... We're going to do another taping. We'll do the afternoon taping. We'll get this right. Do not send Rubik's Cubes. They only have two guys right now, so please book an appointment in advance by sending us a postcard with your puzzle dates. Cost Plus Puzzle Builders 33. Cost Plus Puzzle Builders 33 Dimrag Lane, Towel Church, Wisconsin 65387. We all had downtime over the holidays. I felt that this was something I really needed in my life. We have a friend over. She's doing a jigsaw puzzle for hours. And I said, "What? It's a big waste of time. Just send it to Cost Plus Puzzle Builders. We'll do it for you." Get it over with.
Why do they got to have only jigsaws puzzles? You know, why can't they have skill saw, sawzall? Why does jig have the, you know, why do they have ownership of all puzzles?
The jig got the gig. City of the day, by the way.
Wait, hold on.
I know, we've got, I'm a professional broadcaster, okay? I've been doing this show for nearly 5 years.
Bandsaw puzzle.
We have a prediction. Someone believes that they have cracked the code. His name is Heath Gardner. Perhaps, Vic, related to Jim Gardner from Action News. We don't know.
Bone saw puzzle. For Halloween.
Oh my God, a fucking bone saw. What a grim.
You gotta put your skeleton together. It's a bone saw puzzle. It's a bunch of bones.
I've got my dream.
This guy's not laughing at all, this guy here.
I've got my dream of the day, by the way, Doug. I've got my dream of the day. You ready? It just recurred to me. Last night, I dreamt that I had I'd smoked some weed, and then I took some painkillers because I was at the dentist, and then I was going to do another back operation, some kind of surgery on my back, and I was worried that I'd taken too many painkillers, but this operation on my back, they said, was only going to take 5 minutes. It's like, okay, that's pretty cool. Full back operation is going to take 5 minutes, and they don't need to put me under.
It's like almost going to be a nightmare, but then it's fine. It's like a relief.
It's going one way. It's a nice little switch. It'll happen.
I never got to tell you my dream from last year.
And that will continue. sponsored. No.
Backlog of dreams.
What is your prediction, Heath? Yeah. Where are you calling from, Heath?
I'm here in Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Seth,
One of the great cities, one of the great ice cream experiences of my life, wow. Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's near Towel Church, where the puzzle builders are.
Towel Church.
Yes.
Do you know the ice cream of which I speak?
Which ice cream? Culver's, maybe?
No.
Michael's or something like that?
Best damn ice cream. Best Sundays? Ice cream in the world or some shit.
Yeah, I've never been to best ice cream in the
world.
They
got like a cow motif, like a cow... pink and turquoise and like a black and white cow. It'll come to you.
I don't know. Maybe I'll
you know
see
those
someday.
Red Letter Media guys? They're in Wisconsin.
Are they? No. I don't know everybody in Wisconsin, unfortunately.
Oh, they're in Milwaukee. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, though. My Charlie, you know Charlie.
Your son.
Easy now.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Charlie. He was so angry about his Christmas present this year. Mad is son.
Well, what'd you get him?
Mad is son.
Oh, I see.
I got him a puzzle.
Mad is son. What is it? What are you, Yoda?
Mad is son. Hey, wake up over there, okay? Hello? I want to smack you around.
The pounding.
You're just...
What did you get him?
What did I get him? I don't remember. No memory. Oh, a telescope. That we can use and he can use. He really wanted it. Now he just, of course, hasn't touched it once.
Has he been watching you and Eric's shows? And, yeah. I want that thing he's you peeping. And Eric look at.
He's peeping on the neighbors.
He's spying on the neighbors.
All right. Your prediction is?
Los Angeles.
Well.
Nope.
I mean, it's pretty close. But
no, it doesn't count. We have a backup today. Should we go to our backup?
Backup guesser?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, sorry, Heath.
They didn't guess this code yet that's been going for a while?
And we only did like three of them.
Happy New Year, Heath. Oh.
Sorry, Heath.
You too.
Take care.
All right, Octavius, this is your Octavius. Chance. Do you think
Octavius,
you have it?
Come see me in my Senate chamber, Octavius. I must speak to you about the growing unrest in our country. Octavius.
Yes. Well, I was going to say Los Angeles as well, so...
You're a loser.
I mean, I know the code, if I can say that.
I think that's fair, Matt. Let him say...
Sure, yeah.
What is the code?
So, previous codes would have been hometown of guests. So, Swamp Dog, Natalie, and seeding Sam Cedar.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is correct. Hometowns of guests.
And it needs to be specifically the city, and that is why you're both incorrect.
So the city of the day is Torrance, California. Okay? Torrance, California, which I personally, I'm like you, I would not, I don't know how much I would distinguish Torrance from like LA, you know, LA area, but Matt's a stickler, so we can't give you the $500,000 prize.
I don't even think it's Los Angeles County, is it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Fabulous.
What do you think it is up in Ventura?
It's down there, but it's like Long Beach.
It's not Orange County?
Oh, Torrance?
No, it's not. It's not Orange County.
Coastal Orange. Community.
Well, there's not a lot of info on Caroline.
Well, let me ask you this, Octavius.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Where are you calling in from?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Very nice. Very nice. You must be proud of your Senator Lindsey Graham this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He really stood up the other night.
Did the right thing.
And, wow, look. This is it. Hey, look now.
Thank you.
I might have said one thing. What is this? He just a lot of flailing. Nah, me and Trump, we had our differences, but you won't do this. I don't know if that doesn't sound like him. He's just more. He's like, I don't know what he is.
Yeah, it's tough. Daintier.
Nah, me and Trump. No, I can't do it. I'm really lost today. I apologize for my performance. All right. Well, that's it. City of the day is Torrance, just down, or where is it? It's south of us.
Yeah.
It's like below the down on the five somewhere.
I just want to make one more statement that if it was county of the day,
it'd be a home run.
It's very specifically city.
Listen, you know what?
I don't even know. How do you look up her?
Hi, this is Vic Berger here, and you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring. With Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef created, dietitian approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb saman. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready to eat meals and get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Birthplace?
Yeah, I asked her directly.
But I mean, how would a viewer know that?
Listen, if they really want a fucking free T-shirt, they got to work for it.
Octavius, you've got me in a trance with your ceiling fan. Are you trying to brainwash me or something?
Yes,
I shall do whatever you say. All right. Well,
so
let's
you got
get
a winter
on.
Hat on, and you got the fan on. Okay, I get it.
Let's get on with the show.
Pick one.
It's like, I love the feeling of this fan, but my head's getting freezing. It's like icicles. Obviously, we should just talk for a few minutes about our day, Wednesday. How was your day? Vic, you were caught off guard by all this.
We went to Big Bear for the overnight, and it's like a 2.5 hour drive or so. And
all this was breaking news.
I missed it all. And my wife, I guess, got some alerts, but she didn't really tell me about it. It would upset me.
Because you were driving.
I was road raging or something.
You'd have
gone
off the side of the road.
Yeah, so I had a calm, relaxing ride back, and then I get back, and I see the text from you guys, and mom's, like, freaking out.
Yeah, we got calls from Marilyn's, aunts and uncles up in Canada. They were like, what the hell is, we're worried about you guys, you know, and like, it's so weird how it really does play all over the world as being this like complete nightmare scenario.
And I were there like counter protesters? Was like Antifa there? And,
yeah, they were in the front. I mean, that's who was in.
Like, they didn't like cause a scene though. No, right? They were like.
Oh, those are the ones that stormed in.
That's yeah. Now they're trying to get blamed for it all. But
well, for me, it was I wasn't expecting to really pay much attention to what was going on, but in the morning I kind of got roped into the rally, and I was watching the live feed of the rally, and you know, if you follow me on Twitter, I was sort of detailing the playlist throughout the morning. It was so funny. It was like this, you know,
Laura Branigan.
Well, it was like, obviously Gloria was played. Yeah. A lot of Elton John, like a comical amount. And I really like Elton
I'm
John.
Still standing or something?
No, I mean, you have definitely Tiny Dancer.
Oh, yeah, that's
you have Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. You have Candle in the Wind,
uh-huh.
Which is just, you know, great song, but not like a let's do this. I should have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. A candle burned out. Like when you're getting your pump your crowd up, right? Don't put any songs that has the lyric candle burned out.
Right.
Long before your
legend.
That's
special
ever
to
did.
Trump though, because he was like he tried to date Princess Di and he's like related to that. Remember, like Elton did that like remake of it.
But then you have Fortunate Son, which is the most ironic song because it's about a privileged kid who gets out of going to the war in Vietnam, which is what Trump did.
Who's Trump's DJ?
I think it's just like a CD that he has.
This should have it. Be amazing like if there's CD. A DJ up there.
But what's really amazing,
it's
the same playlist every time.
There were like good 15-minute chunks between their speakers, which is also confusing and weird. Like, why are you having these long breaks while everyone's freezing their ass off?
Kind of like a Neil Hamburger show.
Yeah, at the satellite. But, you know, they would repeat. I heard well, Billie Jean, two Michael Jackson songs, which is must be very confusing for the QAnon folks. but they would repeat, these songs would repeat. So you'd hear like Candle in the Wind like three times in the course of an hour. Your butt is mine. It's just bizarre. I mean, they could play so many songs. So it was started like light and kind of funny, but you know, but all these people say, Rudy Giuliani and Don Jr. and then Trump, which is, you know, they were saying it the night before in Georgia. They were going on and on about, you know, their rally in Georgia was essentially another litigation of the fraud, you know, so-called voter fraud. But they continue just like fucking throw fuel on this fire without giving them anything to actually do.
Right.
Like Trump, I mean, it's all these sort of just fight, and we can never stop fighting, and we cannot accept this, you know. But
he ordered them to walk up Pennsylvania Avenue, wasn't that what it was? And then he's like, I might even come with you. But then there's
he said he was going to lead, he's going to walk there with him. And he just went
obviously
the
didn't.
Opposite direction.
Went back and watched the TV.
I mean, I know this is stuff everyone's been saying the past couple days, but it really, I feel some sympathy or sadness for some of the people that are, you know, just got, you know, brainwashed. I mean, it's a cult. It's just a cult. We've seen lots of cults before. And a lot of these people, you know, got involved for all kinds of reasons, but they ended up there. They were ginned up they weren't given any kind of constructive thing to do except go to the Capitol on the day that these people were voting. You know, in a very procedural kind of parliamentary, not really.
Yeah, no one's supposed to even know that happens. Really, it's just procedure.
It's like triple checking the boxes or something.
They should play the cult, the band, the cult.
Well, there were a couple funny cult lines in some of those songs. I can't remember. Boom! These explosions of bullshit. Yeah. So. It's just really sad because that's the key for me, was that they never said what these people were supposed to do except be mad, fight, push back. And there was, you know, there's nothing constructive for them to do.
I mean,
this whole time. Yeah.
Leading up to like the week before, though, like Trump was like shitting on Pence. And like I was
and there was nothing Pence could have done.
Pence. Like I thought his safety was going to be. you know.
They could have played Sixpence None the Richer.
Right.
And, of course, there's nothing he did once it crossed the line, once these people started, like, you know, passing through barricades and just, like, it just became totally out of control. And then, of course, what happens every time this happens, which, as I've said many times, is Trump takes a tremendous shit all over the bathroom floor, and then it becomes like
massive dumps.
Let's talk about. I missed the toilet entirely. I mean, this is a big sloppy mess.
Dumps.
And it's
dumps.
Really missed. Like
dumps.
None of it hit water.
You're fired.
And it's all over the floor. But I'll tell you something. We have to clean it up.
Trouble. He loves trouble. No,
we have to get in there and get our hands dirty and clean it up.
PP.
And we're doing a tremendous job cleaning it up, by the way. We're getting all the nooks and crannies. Some of the diarrhea went actually behind the toilet. And we're getting it now with brawny paper towels. And so, yes, he has to come out and say, no, no, everyone go home. And then this Nick Fuentes, and then now they're all fucking apoplectic at Trump. They're saying what Nick Fuentes says, people are willing to die for this man, and he just threw them all under the bus. That's the greatest. Of course he did, you dipshit!
He's only done that for every single thing in his career and his life and his
it's
presidency.
So,
it's like,
I mean,
like, no shit.
Somebody put a meme of my face that I have some face of mine from the Knights talk show that's like me and a real giving some kind of look, and it says, well, that escalated at a steady pace for the last 4 years. It's like, duh, we saw this. We've been saying this for years. Of course.
Since the 80s.
He's going to throw you under the bus. He doesn't really like doing this. He doesn't like the actual commitment to this. Speaking of, there is some, you know, we're on the hunt now. I'm on the hunt personally for Tim, how do you say his last name? Guinochet? Guillotine?
Who's
Guinochet,
this?
Baked Alaska. Baked Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Anthony.
Gnot. This fucker who was in one of these.
Yeah, this guy.
Pillagers.
If anybody doesn't know who he is, for some reason he was a BuzzFeed like personality years ago. And then he latched on to he's
all
a comedian.
Know.
Okay, I don't know if
he's just
knows,
I mean, we've been talking about this guy for months. He's a louse. And now, you know, we hope he goes to jail for quite a while. He's out on bail or something.
He was just arrested for
harassing some bouncer.
No, he pepper sprayed a bouncer.
Right. So he's already, I mean, regardless of if they try him for treason, which they should, or, well, you know, he's in big trouble. But the friendly gentleman's debate between Vic and I is whether or not our old guest of the show, Groiper number one, Nick Fuentes, which I just talked about his tweet, whether or not he was there at the rally. And so there is this clip from Baked's live stream.
That's the best part about Baked. He always live streams his crimes. There's always evidence.
So much evidence. That guy, the district attorney's like, I'm going to start doing banker's hours. This is too easy. All right, so Vic, you present your case. We have the video evidence here. If you're the prosecutor.
All right.
And I'll be Nick Fuentes' attorney for the devil's advocate's sake.
So here we have...
Literally a devil's advocate. I mean,
Right. So here we have Mr. Baked Alaska, Anthony Gione.
In the Speaker of the House. Forget if you like Nancy Pelosi. I'm not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi.
I don't like her at all, really, but, you know, whatever.
It's the Speaker of the House's office. It's not her office. She happens to inhabit it.
Right.
She happens to occupy it at the moment.
So what you have is Baked Alaska, who's close friends with Mr. Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes is the leader
Nick
of
Fuentes
this...
came up to defend Baked Alaska's honor when Vic and I called out his bullshit on Twitter, on YouTube.
They're close buddies, and they're always together in their live streams and everything. And
there's correlation, or there's a, what would you call that, lawyers? Some kind of...
causation.
Known
friend. I don't know.
Known association.
A long document, well documented association. Yes. And Nick Fuentes is the self described leader of his Groypers, who's like, I guess, a fairly big army of white supremacists and sad boys. Okay. So he, Fuentes led, he led this army to the Capitol and ordered them to go inside the building. And here we have a video of Baked Alaska in Nancy Pelosi's office.
I object to that characterization, but go ahead.
There's video of the America First flag, which is like Nick Fuentes' podcast that he does in his mom's bedroom. And when
he does it in his mom's bedroom?
It's in his mom's bedroom, yes, with a little green screen up. Okay. And
objection.
And sustained. And so here's Baked Alaska streaming their crimes in Nancy Pelosi's office, in the Speaker of the House's office.
He's going to do a little
prank here. He's going to pretend to call Donald Trump. And in the background, you see Nick pop in, and he's cracking up at Baked. And then he's like, oh, shit, I'm on camera. I know. He's like, oh, shit, I'm on camera. And then he leaves. You can hear Nick's voice. You can hear him laugh. You can see his face. It is him. And
let's see it.
Mommy.
It's not playing.
And roll the clip.
I can call the U.S. Senate, apparently. Okay. Hello, U.S. Senate. Yes, we have a fraudulent election. I would like to report. Yeah, we need to get our boy Donald J. Trump in the office. Yeah, can we do that real quick?
Is that the keyboard scarf lady back there?
Thank you. Let's go.
Amazing.
And it's yoga season.
So watch over there.
So that's American it. Go, can we go back
there's
to
more,
that?
There's more. There he is.
Let's go. Fuck the Publix. Let's go.
It's 100% him.
Okay. I just.
How can you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's.
It is.
Can't go 100%.
Well, can't go 100%.
You 100% wish it was
thank
him.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go.
What is the? We'll get a vote going.
Pause.
That is a good as good of a pause as you can get.
It looks like Justin Bieber.
Now it's like Fuentes says it's not him. He has pictures of him at the in the front of the Capitol wearing a suit.
It is hard to put on a sweater over top of a jacket. You know what I mean? That's what he just he has a hoodie on. And
well, he's got a vest on, and then looks like. Some kind of button-up shirt underneath.
Well, here's the thing. The FBI needs to investigate because it looks exactly like that.
Yes, I mean, we should definitely investigate.
And he's fascist lie. He's a fascist, and he's lies about everything. And the other thing is, if he didn't go in there, that's a pretty sad, pathetic move to not go in.
Well, that's no defense. That's no argument.
I know, but
it's not an argument.
It's
not that he should have.
But if he's going to lead the charge, why not? Why would he back out of it?
Here's the thing. I am no friend of this guy. I am not an advocate for anything. Of course. I just think it's interesting to see if can we be true, can we be honest with ourselves and
here's the thing.
And get and really not play by their rules, which is, you know, obfuscation of the truth and jumping to conclusions. Can we be honest? And
here's the
and,
thing.
And Vic, can you be honest and
say,
I know for sure that I cannot say with 100% certainty that that's who
I'm 99%
there
sure.
There you go. That's all 99. I wanted out of this.
Just like those, I have the same belief in Bigfoot and Yetis.
Let's see if somebody else, one of our Zoomer friends, has an opinion. Do we have an opinion from somebody?
Is anybody in there have
Vic,
an opinion?
Vic, I got a question for you.
Yeah. Wave your arms around.
When he's outside,
for additional information,
when Fuentes is outside in the suit, does he have the same kind of facial hair?
Scrub? Yeah, scrub.
Let's
talk
to Garrett and Jordan. Let's get two opinions for one.
I mean,
today.
It's him.
I think it's Bieber.
Yeah, could be.
Don't look surprised. They always look so surprised. But if you're on Zoom, you could get chosen. Garrett and Jordan, say something so your camera comes.
Who's watching?
What do you guys think?
About if Baked Alaska is in the background, is the Trump?
What?
That's too confusing.
What have you fucking been watching?
It's a
what
bad
are you?
Segment.
Yeah, let's move on to a different segment.
Okay, get out of here.
Well, what? Maybe he had something else to say.
Yeah. No. What? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, Tim, I'm a huge fan. Actually, this is kind of bad because I have like a self plug, so I think I'm double in trouble right
now. Okay.
All right.
I have a short that just came out on Adult Swim. So if anyone's interested, it's called We Are the Future. My girlfriend did the music. So.
Cool. What's it called again?
Nice.
We Are the Future.
We are the future. We are the future.
Lightfootedly.
I am the future. You are the past. I am the future. We are the future.
Is it animated?
You are
the past. It's half animated. Yeah, it's Adult Swim small. So if you're familiar with those, it's,
how do you get it? How did you get? How'd you come about to get in, to get on TV? That's congratulations to you.
Well, it's not on TV. It's online only. But,
let's just, you know, is Netflix okay. TV? Not really. It's not.
Actually, I had some screenings with some other animators that are on there, like Jack Wedge and Sophie Coco and some others. And uh-huh. So they just connect.
Good. Yeah.
No, Doug's Jack Wedge.
I was hoping you'd play that Michael Barbaro name. Well, congratulations. I'll be happy to check it out.
Here, I'll post a link in the chat if anyone on Zoom.
There you go. All right. Well, congratulations to you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan, by the way. So yes. I'm a longtime Office Hours listener, and I just, yeah, man.
Okay, well, when you become big, famous, you're making Rick and Morty cartoons and whatever on Adult Swim, just keep us in mind to promote to your audience.
It's pretty no dark, more. So don't let it ruin your day, and it's definitely...
Oh, my day's happening. Ruined, my friend.
Just a thought of
ruined
it.
Already. Dismissed. Forget you and your cartoon. The day is ruined. Week's been ruined.
Well, I love you. I think our special guest is here, unless there's another Caroline. Oh, yes.
Sweet! Here we go. Ready? I'll do. Do you want Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond as Bowie or Elvis? Bowie?
Bowie, please.
Yeah,
Bowie's funnier.
Sweet Caroline. Dwan, dwan, dwan. You can never say goodbye. Zozam.
Hello.
What?
Naya. Am I at a Red Sox game right now? This is amazing.
How did that start? Is that because of the Kennedys?
Oh, it's a globalist conspiracy. The Kennedys, JFK, he's still alive.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just putting this together myself at the moment because Boston, you know, and Caroline is written about Caroline Kennedy.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean,
is it really?
Why do you keep doing this? Is this a...
I don't know. It's a nervous tick that we both just discovered I have.
I'm so sorry. You're like Kevin McAllister on Home Alone. Ah, Caroline Goldfarb.
Kind of an Edward Munch kind of thing, actually. Yeah.
This is one of my comedy go-to moves. Just drop them eyes. Good morning, everyone. Caroline, thank
Hi,
you for...
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you. How's your year going?
Man, the first 8 days have been a freaking roller coaster. It's been wild. I'm just grateful to be here, and we've made it, you know?
Were you at the Trump rally?
I was. It was really touch and go for a while. Yeah. I was there on the front line. I was actually in charge of merch sales. I was there selling the Civil War t-shirts. I don't know if you saw those.
Yeah, those were terrific.
Yeah.
I loved watching the guys freezing cold, like waiting in between speeches, like the 15-minute gaps between speeches. And fucking, hey, goddamn candle in the wind again. Jesus. Gotta keep moving my feet. Like, that's torture. That's what they're doing down in Guantanamo. Well, Caroline, you know, earlier in the week I was talking to Matt before the shit went to shit, which it's, I mean, how do you even know anymore what's been, you know, we can't talk about this because this just happened. But, we were talking about, there was the whole Bean Dad situation.
It feels so comical now to even like talk about beans. When I mean, there was an attempted coup.
I know. Well, I was just kind of fascinated by, I don't really know the guy, and I don't really care about the tweets that he, you know, like the story he told about his daughter and everything. What I love, and I want to start collecting and curating, are the reviews of apologies.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
I
a good
that.
Idea? Because you know, he puts out some apology, and then under it, you know, somebody will tweet about, like, this guy's my friend, here's his apology, I hope it makes a difference. Well, that wasn't exactly the right tone, unfortunately. We got a couple. Matt's got a couple here. Listen, you tell me.
Just open that folder and then open those images.
Oh, this folder. Oh, I can't click on it.
Oh, really?
Do people know the Bean Dad story, or is it like, does it matter?
I think people knew it and have now forgotten it.
Because, like, if you're not on Twitter, you don't know what it is. But basically, he just, this like 20 tweet story of him talking about his daughter who couldn't open beans. She wanted some beans to eat or something, and she didn't know how to work a can opener.
It sounds like the opening to a porno, but we swear it's not.
Right. And then he
you know what, I can pull up
work. I got it now.
His stepdaughter was begging him for hot beans, and
yeah,
one thing led to another, and like they dogpiled her. No, it was a really disturbing story where this guy was trying to teach his daughter a lesson about resilience.
Yeah.
And he did so by forcing her to figure out how to use a can opener without giving her any advice or direction whatsoever. And can openers are not intuitive items.
Right.
And it took her 6 hours. And the way he made it seem was that she was starving and he deprived her of food the entire time. And she was crying and screaming, I hate you, and I just want the beans, and blah, blah, blah. You can read the 23-tweet thread somewhere else.
Nobody wants beans. Like, kids don't want beans.
That's the weirdest part. It's like, what kid wants beans?
But here
I know. So true. I'm not concerned for, like, his abuse of his daughter. I'm more concerned for the fact that, like, he raised her in a house where she wants cold beans, and that's all they have. That's the abuse.
Hey, I like cold beans.
Here we go.
These are good.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of reviews.
What are you, turn of the century hobo? Sorry.
So you got to fill that kid's bindle with something else.
Oh, you got the mail.
I can't read that, unfortunately.
You want me? We can pull them up on my screen.
Yeah. But just, I can't. I don't know if I'll be able to read them. I'll just read them. These are, so he wrote some apology. And I skimmed through it. So whatever. It's like, geez, I didn't realize that, this was taken the wrong way. Blah, blah, blah. I realize now it was hurtful. So just a few I'll read. Donald, see, this isn't going to match because, you know what I mean? I got to read.
Oh, no, I know. But I can scroll through if you want.
Wonderful apology, says Joey Jersey. Dear Blue Earth says, this whole thing has thrown me for a loop. I was so taken up with the horror on Twitter that I renounced my 15-year-old fandom of The Long Winters. I guess that's the band he was in. Now I'm wondering how I can even read the apology. I'm sure if it had just been me alone with this, I'd be far more accepting. I don't know. It's a thoughtful apology. I've been hurt by things he has said and asked him to stop making these kinds of jokes. I'm glad it got through to him eventually. It's just like, who fucking...
Who are these guys' fans, first of all?
Yeah.
Why does Bean Dad have a contingency of, like, fans that want to weigh in on his apology? Like, the whole thing is...
Yeah.
He has a podcast with Ken Jennings from
Somebody says,
Jeopardy.
It's clickbait.
I wonder if Bean Dad...
Don't fall for this trap. It's clickbait. This dude's apology.
He should hook up with Salt Bae and Bagel Boss and...
I never found that tweet, but it's clearly pissed people off. All I can say is that was probably the best and most honest apology I've ever read. That's big.
Five stars.
That's 4 or 5 stars. He is clearly a great human. I hope he doesn't beat himself up any more than he already has. I love the...
Oh, my gosh.
I just love the chiming in. I love it. I'm happy. Yeah, people have something to do.
I just had a million-dollar idea.
Go ahead.
You should make a letterboxed. But it's just for people reviewing apologies.
Yeah, I mean, like a Yelp or
yeah.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, like, I'm sure you're. So I didn't even introduce you to the show, by the way, Caroline Coldfud. You're a tremendous talent, comedy writer, funny person, successful funny person.
Sweet.
Work in the industry. Sweet. You're not just one of these clowns who thinks they're funny and isn't. But. You know that all these apologies, a lot of them for the more, I don't think this Roderick character had gotten this, you know, professionally done. But when it comes to like a celeb, these are all like crafted by like crisis teams, PR crisis teams. So there is something funny about seeing how they all like use the same language and the same kind of notes they have to hit.
Right. Well, okay, the peak celebrity apology, and I think we actually saw it in the last couple weeks, is when the celebrity is also going to rehab.
Right.
That's like, that's how you really know that they're like committing to making a difference and they really fucked up. That's
who
the,
was that?
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
That was the John Mulaney apology.
What was his what did he do that sparked an apology?
He had a lapse in sobriety, and okay, I'll tell you offline. I've heard rumors of things he may or may not have done to people close to him. Yeah,
this is sort of like preemptive apologies. Like, you're going to hear some stuff, but it was like we're watching The Sopranos. Well, Doug and I are both watching The Sopranos independently. But
hi, Doug.
Hi, Caroline.
Miss you.
It was the Coke tone, right? That's the line from what's his name?
I wonder if food sucks.
What's the guy's name?
Wait, what do you say?
The character that's going... It was the Coke tone.
Oh, Ralphie.
Ralphie Cifaretto. He's like, kills his girlfriend. Tone. She was a hooah. And it was the Coke. I mean, I got out of hand. That fucking...
I'm kidding, huh?
Tim.
Yeah.
Fucking Casey Kasem.
Tim, we have to mention the fact that...
What's wrong with you?
The trope of celebrity apologies is that they're typed often in the Notes app on an iPhone and then screenshot it.
That's a key aesthetic choice.
That's very key.
That's a key aesthetic choice.
You got to fit more words in there, yeah.
And the ultimate, I think you get bonus points when it's typed in the Android version of the Notes app and screenshot it.
You're more of a man of the people.
That to me is like...
I'm a regular guy.
Bonus points around the horn.
Have I had to apologize for anything? I can't recall. I mean,
Caroline, how could somebody take it to the next level? Handwrite it, cursive?
I would say Wingdings, a full Wingdings apology.
That you have to copy paste into Word and then apply a new font. Now,
exactly.
Caroline, you're also a preeminent scholar on the later, like outside of acting world and work of Jeremy Renner.
Yes. And you know what? This is such a great. I know what people are thinking, like, this is a violent transition, but actually, Tim, people are shocked. Beans are coming out.
Yeah, a little whiplash going on right now.
Whoa, yeah, okay. But Tim, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm a expert in the world of Jeremy Renner, specifically the Jeremy Renner app. This year, I put out a 6-part true crime podcast that goes into an alarming level of detail of how the Jeremy Renner app, I'm sure everyone here is familiar. You guys are all extremely online.
I can pull up those stills you sent as well if you want to reference
Nikki Aloha was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Right, Nick? He's like, clue me in on this. Sorry.
Well, you know what, Nikki Aloha? I'm going to take a cue from Bean Dad, and we're going to go right in, and you're just going to have to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We're not going to hold your hand about the Jeremy Renner app, okay? You have to live.
What do I look like, not Bean Dad?
Is this an app that no longer exists, right, because it got so ridiculed that it's gone, or is it back?
It was trolled into oblivion by internet heroes. And the story is fascinating. I really recommend listening. And I'm not just plugging it because I made it. Okay. It's a story full of twists and turns. We've got celebrity guests. Seth Rogen comes on as a true expert in a very specific Jeremy Renner area. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But Tim, the thing that's so interesting about what we've been talking about is the whole podcast opens with Jeremy Renner's apology for the app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like apologies.
I'd
love to review it.
Bread and butter, yeah. And it's really one of the worst celebrity apologies of all time.
Do we have it?
Yeah, it should be the first.
You have a slide.
Link.
Look at this, folks. I won't be able to see it because I can't read it.
Okay. Well, I'll read it to you. There's one part that's really, really important.
Yeah, maybe not the whole thing.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Yeah, it's like. It's about 45 minutes once read. So the first sentence is the most important. This is a post from Jeremy Renner. And it starts with goodbye.
Goodbye.
The app has jumped the shark. Literally.
Oh.
Stop. Everybody stop.
Yeah, no, it has not.
No, it has not. That is so wrong on 1,000 different levels. For one, jumping the shark is a term that you use to describe TV shows right, that have right. gone past their prime. It's like very specifically for TV.
Right.
And this, we're not talking about a TV show. We're talking about your shitty app made by an Indonesian company that, based on a template they mostly use for Bollywood celebrities, which I can go into more detail on later. We're not talking about a TV show. And literally, you're not using the word literally right. It's like,
no, I mean, well, this is a big problem in Western culture in general, the use of literally. But
hey guys, it's Jeremy.
Jeremy should be above that. I mean, he should also, when it's written in text, like, I understand saying literally as kind of a hem or a kind of, you know, or whatever. But when you're writing it, it's a big flag.
Yes, and Tim, if you guys zoom in on the screenshot, I don't know if you guys can see this. The word literally has a little green squiggle underneath it, which leads me to believe, which I believe is a grammar catch by MS Word. You were warned, then you screenshot it, and you still put it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, grammar's calling. Say, time out. Let's talk. This needs to be discussed. But I didn't realize the font choice he made either.
Yeah, let's talk about that font choice. I view it as kind of like an evolution of Papyrus, if you guys are familiar with Papyrus, the MS Word font.
It's like a Papyrus mixed with a handwriting font, like some kind of handwriting, not Comic Sans, of course, but...
Totally. I believe it's called Beans MT. No, I don't.
What's Escape X? All right, keep going. Give us the highlights of this.
I'll just read you the next highlight. What was supposed to be a place for fans to connect with each other has turned into a place that is everything I detest and can't or won't condone.
Wow.
So if that gives you guys a little preview into the complete destruction, torn apart asunder by itself. The Jeremy Renner app didn't just fall to internet trolls. The fans themselves turned on each other, and it became a hotbed of class warfare. People competing for Jeremy Renner's attention. I mean, there's some interesting psychology going on.
You know, this podcast is, I have a sort of parallel. Can you go back to that apology? Because I think it's fair for me to say that this podcast, this live stream, started as a place for fans to connect and has turned into a place that is everything I detest and... can't or won't condone. I mean, whether it's the drops or it's the sound quality or, you know, it's just been a disaster.
Thank you for standing up to the bullshit.
One, two, three.
Which leads me to my final point.
Okay, good.
Which is that you, my friend, are the Jeremy Renner of the alt comedy community.
Oh! Why?
Wait a minute. Because you've got a sick, devoted fan base.
Yeah.
You're known for being really good with a bow and arrow.
Right.
You wear tank tops all the time to show off your beefy muscles.
I'm in a Marvel movie. I'm in Ant-Man. Like many are. We should show. There was a new piece of Jeremy Renner content that came out over the holidays. Let's end on this.
Oh, you want... Okay, Caroline, sit tight. I'm gonna present it to you on Zoom.
This is a lot of fun.
But it's going to take one second.
Who knows what Jeremy's up to now with this new project of his, but it's going to be... We're excited to see
I'll tell you what he's up to.
What's that?
He's living in Tahoe, where he claims legal residency because there's no income tax. There's no state income tax there.
Good guy. All right, here we go.
He's tax evading.
Here's the new Jeremy Renner content coming your way. Bye bye. He's so embarrassed. I feel bad. He's like, what happened? Did we lose it?
Sorry, I had it on the wrong screen. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. We'll play it again.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
But watch this, guys.
Oh, God.
Watch it. Watch, like, as he starts turning away, there's a total shame face that happens. Yeah. Watch this shame face.
The camera.
Here comes the shame face. Now. Laughing like, what was that? What the fuck was that? Let's not
he
post
looks
that.
Like a dog. He looks like a dog that got a boner and he's like ashamed of it or something.
This does
I
not
hate
look
him.
Cool.
He makes
sidecars are not. Not
so he lives on the Nevada side of Tahoe. Is that tax? Well, tax free.
I jumped to that conclusion.
Yes. I'm not legally allowed to say that he's tax evading, but we can say he's tax avoiding. Something I learned while doing this podcast.
All right. Well, so what's the name of the podcast? Renner
it's
files?
Called the Renner files.
Renner
yeah.
files.
Did you get any like shutdown notices from him? Did he try to like shut it down or anything? And
yeah, he did not, which kind of hurt. I'm not going
to
lie.
Did you reach out to try and get him on?
No, we couldn't get to him. He's really protected in Nevada. Oh.
Wow, you'd think a guy that really wants to connect with his fans. Right. Does Garth Brooks have a similar app? I think he'd be a good one to engage with his fans in this sort of proprietary way.
Episode 3 is all about the history of celebrity apps at large, and it's a fascinating history. Yeah. Garth Brooks is not covered, but other celebrities that had an app using this company that Jeremy Renner used include, but are not limited to, Chong. Chong from Cheech and Chong. It's Chong, not Cheech. Chris D'Elia, the infamous Chris D'Elia, and the deceased Bob Marley. The deceased Bob Marley has
the Marley app. Wow. What about this thing that happened, I think, last year or maybe the year before, where I started noticing celebrities saying, hey, here's my phone number. Text me or call me. I'm here for you.
I'll tell you about this.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I know all about this. It's an app called Community, I believe, and... I know Whitney Cummings has invested in it. I can't tell you how I know that, but that's why a lot of people in the comedy community use it. And it's just like a way for, it's basically like DMing a celebrity. Like the celebrity does see it and they do respond, but it's not like their real phone number. It's like through an app that's like aggregating all the messages.
But it's like, it's probably like aggregating data so that when somebody, celebrity, which is fine. I mean, we all do that when we sell things. We use emails to keep track of stuff so we can let people know. There's nothing really wrong about it, but it's a little silly to be like, call me anytime. Phones, you know, or like text me. I want to hear from you.
Well, it's actually kind of part of a long history of like fan clubs and like calling your favorite celebrity. Like that's kind of been a thing for a long time. But yeah, also when you sign up for the Jeremy Renner app, what you just said reminded me, it asked for access to your voice, face, and all your data. Because it's called the Jeremy Renner app, so the way it came up on your phone was Jeremy Renner is requesting access to your voice, face, and all your phone data, which is disturbing.
It really is. All right, Caroline. Well, thank you for all this illuminating information. What?
Oh, Tim, thank you for having me. Yeah. I'm sad it's over, but it was so... Tim, can I tell a story about one time that we met that you might not remember?
I love these because I really do have the worst memory of this kind of stuff. So please, I feel like I might have blacked out a lot and done some bad things. I'd like to write an apology, Doug, if you wouldn't mind getting out your notes app. Go ahead.
Set the font to papyrus and let's start. Tim, I was an on-set writer on a movie you were in called Flower. I don't know if you remember making that movie. Part of the movie. You remember?
Yeah.
You were the funniest part of the movie by far. Like, it was such a joy to watch you work. I know I'm sounding like a fucking kiss-ass bean sucker, but like really, really, I mean that. Sucker. And I was like, I gotta introduce myself to Tim. Like, he's so cool. He's the funniest guy in the world. Like, I idolize him. One of the makeup girls told me, I got misinformation. I got fake news that your wife was, or someone told me, and it was like a game of telephone, that your wife is an Instagram famous dog groomer. I don't know how that information got to me, but that is what I heard. Everyone's like, Tim's wife is this famous dog groomer on Instagram. And I followed that woman. I was like, I can't believe that's Tim's wife. Like, I love her dog grooming videos. I'm like, this is perfect. Like, I'm gonna go up to Tim. Like, guys love it when you compliment their wives. Like, it's so cool. I'm like such a feminist. So I go up to you and I was like shaking. I'm like, Tim, like, I just wanna say, like, I'm a really big fan of your wife. And you paused and you responded in a way that I've never been able to shake. You went, my wife? What do you mean, my wife? I was like, double down, dug in deeper. I was like, your wife, of course, the Instagram famous dog groomer. You know who I'm talking about. It's your wife. And you were just like, that's not my wife. And in my memory, you walked away.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
You weren't mean. You were just like, that's not my wife. No, you weren't.
It must have been amusing to you. Isn't that weird? That's a couple years ago. I don't remember any of that. I have to clear things out on a daily basis to make room for other tremendous ideas I have. I erase 100%. Memories. I do this erasing memories technique. I stare at this ceiling fan, and it's just like all things just start shedding off my mind. Memories just evaporate. But memories, what is an on-set writer for that movie even need to do? It's all there on the page. Where you just kind of
I just like went in like harassed stars of the movie.
Yeah.
Accused them of having different wives than they actually have. No, I don't know. I like pitch jokes and stuff because it was like about a young girl.
Oh, that movie's great, by the way. I don't know. That kind of got no one paid attention to that movie as much as they should. It's really a beautiful movie. I think so. It's amazing.
Zoe Deutsch.
Zoe Deutsch.
She sparkles.
Yeah. And my wife in the movie is not a dog groomer. Is, what's her name?
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn. Thank you.
The luminous icon, Catherine Hahn. No, you guys are great in the movie. You guys, everybody go check that out. Hashtag Flower. Sponsored. Hashtag
it's
ad.
It's F-L-O-U-R, right? It's a cooking deal. It's a whole wheat, all purpose.
Yeah, it takes place backstage at the Great British Bake Off.
Excellent. All right. Tremendous memory of yours. And if anyone else has any memories of meeting me, please feel free to share them. We have to move along because we have a huge game. And I kind of want Caroline to stay and play this game with Nick.
Sure.
This game is right up your alley.
Now I'm getting excited.
So stick around. Can you stick around for one sec? Okay, good. But we should have... Let's have a Zoomer.
Okay, Zoomer, then Nick. Let's go.
And Nick.
Thank you.
Oh, five.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's bring Nick in first. Nick, let's go.
What's up?
Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Nick, let's go. One of the greats.
Thanks for having me.
Nick, let's get this out of the way, because I want to respect you. I want to show you respect. You have you're putting out your first album. I don't know if it's your first.
It's my first album of like whatever it is I'm doing on Twitter. All of my my funny songs are on Spotify and Bandcamp and all of those things.
Great.
It's the number one trending album out right now. So
there you go. What is the name of the album?
It's called Songs on the Computer.
Songs on the Computer. Okay, computer. Okay, computer. Is that the way you're supposed to say that Radiohead album, by the way? Okay, computer.
Microphone.
I think it's pronounced "ock computer."
Email okay. and computer. What? Ock computer.
Yeah.
Oklahoma computer. This is Radiohead's new album, Oklahoma Computer. Come on, Doug.
That's you. Oklahoma computer. I like that. Yeah. I like the first one too. Okay, computer. It was like breaking down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
you
computer.
Gotta keep restarting it. Okay, computer. I guess we gotta restart.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Nick, Caroline, and somebody else. Let's see. Somebody else.
Do you want me to do
I'm asking in the chat, and no one's saying they're.
What about Tim? We got a Tim up here. Tim raising his hand.
Oh, okay, Tim, you're in.
Tim,
you're in. This is the game.
No.
Nobody knows the rules except me, and no one will know the rules. This is Rock Quiz Instagram Edition. And this is going to operate a little like Price is Right. I'm going to read off the account name of a rock artist or a band. You have to guess their follower count. Whoever gets closest wins. If you go over, you lose automatically.
What if they simply cheat and they look right?
we're asking the honor system here. Does anyone have any questions? Tim?
69, sorry.
No. Well, I'm going to read the name of the artist. I'll give you an example one. How about that? We'll give you an example. Warrant, the band Warrant. And you can ask whether they're verified. You can also ask me to read their bio, which I can just do. And if they're verified or not. That becomes a very big, important quality to know.
Wow.
So Warrant.
I've never heard of that band.
Okay. So you're not going to... You might just get lucky on this. She's my cherry pie.
17K.
Stand by. Just calm down, Caroline. You're way too excited for this. The account name is Warrant Rocks. It's verified. And the bio is the only official Instagram for Warrant and rockaholics worldwide. So, Caroline, your guess is what?
I'm changing my guess. 34,000.
34,000. Nick?
700,000.
700,000. Okay. For Warrant. And Vic, are you playing?
Yeah, I'll play. I'm going to go 34,001.
Okay. Doug?
You bastard.
Sorry.
Can I just say something real quick?
Okay.
Is Price Is Right rules.
Warrant like the weirdest band name? Like what are you going to call your band? Subpoena? Like, what is this? Okay, I'm going to say one follower. Because we're doing
that's
low.
Great, yeah. Go yeah. low. And Tim, yeah, uh-huh. Tim, where are you calling in from, Tim? Oh, Tim is all this time has been muted.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. Stand by, Tim.
No, he's not.
Hey.
He's not now.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What is your... Where are you calling in from, by the way?
Ohio.
Oh. Haunted in Ohio.
I said that the last time.
Like Paraubu.
So, what do you expect me to do?
Yeah, like Paraubu. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's your guess? This is just a practice round, so no stress.
150,000.
150,000. I could have screwed my. He could have said two.
Matt, what's the official? The official number is.
I think I'm going to win.
67,000. Matt, who takes the prize?
67 closest without going over. Vic.
Yes.
What'd you pick?
34,001.
I would have loved if you guys had game show music, but whatever.
You know, that's the problem with having I got game show music. Guys as contestants. Sure. No one can do drops.
All right.
There it is.
All right, you guys ready to play? Now you know how it goes.
Ready.
Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready, Tim.
I mean, people are going to be talking about this game today, tomorrow, throughout the weekend. They'll be saying, have you heard the new game? It's unbelievable. Deep Purple!
I know this one.
Who should, how do we go first? Like,
Caroline, we'll go the same order. Caroline, Deep Purple.
100,000, Tim.
100,000 to Caroline. Hmm. Deep Purple is verified. The account the account handle is deeppurple_official. And the bio reads Deep Purple's official Instagram page, new album Whoosh out now.
They have a new album out? Yeah.
Okay, so we got Caroline in at 100,000. Goes to Nick. Nick Lutzko, new album is out now called Whoosh.
122,000.2.
Point two. Get out of here, Nick, with your comedy. Whole numbers, please.
I'll round down to an even 122,000.
122,000 for Nick Lutzko calling in from Knoxville, Tennessee. Vic Berger.
Deep Purple.
Chattanooga.
8,700.
8,700. Okay. Doug Loosenhub.
28,000.
28,000 going low. And finally, Tim from Ohio.
I'm going to go with 150 again. 150,000.
Staying with 150.
150,000.
The total of Deep Purple's Instagram followers is 111,000. Wow. Matt, who takes it this time?
Winner is Doug with 28,000.
No. Wow.
What? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. It's Caroline with 100,000.
Caroline. Judges say.
You got to give it to me. That's what you said first.
All right. Right.
Caroline, one point.
Congratulations.
What did Caroline say?
You suck.
All right. We're going to do one more, and then we have to move on. Bruce.
Just speed round. Just
Bruce Hornsby. Bruce Hornsby, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Hornsby. Caroline, you're up first. It's not always easy to go first because it's hard to get a lay of the land, but that's how the cookie crumbles.
Tim, I'm so sorry. Can you tell me what Bruce Hornsby's biggest hit is?
Diddle-dim, diddle-dim, diddle-dim. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change.
Wait, didn't he also sing, Doctor, Doctor?
No.
Give
me the news, I gotta.
That was Demi Lovato, whoever just said that.
Okay.
Okay. Bruce Hornsby, Tim, lock me in at 36,000.
Very good. 36,000 it is. We go to Nick Lutzko out of Knoxville, Tennessee. His new album is called Non-Secure Connection. Oh, sorry, that's Bruce Hornsby's name. Any questions you have, Nick?
I don't have any questions. I have my answer ready. I was going to correct you. It's Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm only correcting you because...
Fair enough.
We had terrorists from Knoxville in the
Oh,
the
that's
capital.
Right, in the capital. Yeah, yes. So. Chattanooga, I apologize. I should have known that.
78,000.
78,000 for Nicky Nick, Dick, the Rick Stick pick.
What did Caroline pick?
Caroline's locked in at 36K. 36. Nick is at 78K.
All right. Cool. Vic? Vic?
I'm going to go... I'm going to go low. No, I'm going to go 100K. 100K.
100K for Bruce Hornsby. Doug?
One follower.
Down at one. Okay. Tim?
Let's see what Tim does here.
Well, as you know, Bruce Hornsby, Tim, he was one of the pianists for The Grateful Dead.
He did sit in with The Grateful Dead occasionally, Tim. And he also just made an album with our friend from Bon Iver.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they collaborated. Because that Bon Iver stuff, that big record of his, has like a Hornsby sound to it. Oh. Anyways.
Thank you, Tim.
I am going to go with 150,000 once again.
150,000 for the verified Bruce Hornsby account. New album, Non-Secure Connection. The right answer is 14,900 for Bruce.
Whoa. Doug.
Down below.
Doug wins with the low.
The low ball.
I got one.
Doug went low. Doug wins.
Wow.
No, he doesn't.
Well, now it's we have a tie break.
All right, we're eliminating. We'll do one more. This is the elimination. Nick, I'm sorry you've been eliminated. Tim from Ohio, you've been eliminated.
Please let me play.
Is this the showcase showdown?
This is the showcase showdown.
Am I still in?
You're still in.
Oh, everybody. No, Vic's out. It's 1-1.
What?
It's Caroline and Doug. It's 1-1.
No, Vic got one.
I got one. I did get one.
No, Vic didn't get Vic got the test.
Unless
one.
That first one was unless not that... a.
Oh, that was just a test.
Okay. I'll sit
well,
out.
I'll let him play.
All right.
All right, I'll play. I'll play,
he's,
too.
He's in. All right. So this is a... whoever gets this wins $500,000. Scorpions! The Scorpions!
Is it verified?
It is verified. New single, Sign of Hope, out now.
Oh, that changes things.
Wind of Change 30th Anniversary box set now available.
What's their... biggest hit. I'm so sorry.
I think Winds of Change, right?
Oh.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Me like a hurricane. But then they're down to Gorky Park, looking for the winds of change. All right. Let's do Caroline, Goldfarb, Colin Ann.
Well, should we make someone else go? You want her to go last?
Yeah.
You want to mix it up?
Yeah.
Shuffle it up.
It's you get the advantage kind of if you go
last. All
right,
last. Doug, right. You're up first. Since you brought it up. Since you insisted on
501,000 followers.
501,000 followers for German metal band Scorpions.
And I'll tell you why I chose that.
Later. I wouldn't mind hearing some thinking.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give any clues away here.
Oh, later.
I'm going to go 27,000.
27,000. Low ball, Vic.
What is 18,000, Tim?
What? No, don't give me no Jeopardy bullshit. I like when you said I'm locking in. I like that was better.
Lock me in at 18,000.
All right, let's review because this is exciting. This is the heads up finals match. Doug is in at, what do we have? What is Doug in at?
500,000.
Vic is in at
27,000.
And Caroline is in at
18,000.
The follower account, current follower account. Now, this might have gone up or down since we began the game. We've locked these in last night. We don't expect a lot of change. Scorpions, at Scorpions on Instagram, verified account, now sitting at, last time we checked, 1.2 million followers, ladies and gentlemen. What? Doug Lusenhoff takes the cake. How do you like that? 1.2 million. These guys are doing some serious social networking. All right. Thank you for playing, Caroline. Thank you for playing, Nick. Thank you for playing, Tim. All right.
You want to know how I won?
What a fantastic game.
I knew the Scorps had it in him.
Great. Huh?
I knew the Scorps had it in them. No, there's a podcast about the song Wind of Change.
Oh, yeah. That became very popular.
And I think that was such a big podcast.
Caroline should have known that.
That they probably got, they're up in the hundreds of thousands of followers because of that.
You could be right. All right.
Is there a prize?
What's that?
There a prize?
Is there a prize?
Thank you, Nick. Yeah. I should get a prize.
Yeah, the prize is I plugged your goddamn album.
T-shirt. A prize for playing the game.
There is no prize because Doug won. Doug doesn't get a prize. He serves at the pleasure of his president.
Can I get Nick's prize?
A trophy just for participating. Everybody gets a trophy.
All right.
Plug your album, Doug.
How about a can of beans?
We'll give.
Oh, there we go.
We'll give the Zoomer Tim Bean a dad. Present.
I'm going to open your can of beans for you. That's your prize. All right. That did not deserve
Will
that.
Will you cook it for me, too?
All right. Let's talk to some people before we got to go. If we got a few more minutes left in the main show, and then, of course, we'll be back in our old, back on our own bullshit over at the After Hours Experience on patreon.com/officehourslive. How's the show? How's it feel being back, everybody? Are we happy to be back? Let's see. Let's look at our Zoomers and see if we have some appreciation.
A moment. Appreciation, yeah. Who's got something to say? Ian D. looks very excited.
Andy, how you doing, man?
Ian D.
Ian D.
Ian D.
That's me.
What up, darling?
Was he from New Jersey? Ian D.
What's your pick, by the way? Elvis or Bowie to be eliminated at birth?
Drowned.
Probably Elvis, yeah.
Okay.
What's your hand doing there?
I was just holding my microphone out.
Oh, there you go.
Are you at work?
There you go.
It's disturbing. I'm at work, yeah.
He has a really and you're... bad connection. What? It's making crazy noise.
All right, quickly, what can I help you with? And then I'll drop you.
I don't think curious. What kind of music did your dad listen to?
All right, thank you. Let's take that question off the air.
Sorry, Ian, your microphone is making real crazy noises.
We got mostly knuckle coming in from your camera, too.
All right, let's talk to
Nick. Wait, are you going to ask the, what did, answer the question?
What did your dad listen to? What music did my dad listen to?
He passed. He passed on it. He said no thanks.
No, Tim said he'll take the question off the air.
I did. You are correct, Doug. Right. You are winning today.
Thank you.
You're very close to getting my Employee of the Day award.
I'm off on the air. We're still on the air.
Three Stooges coffee.
Yeah.
Did anybody try that yet?
Got my brain alert.
How is that coffee?
It's a little
is
too dark for me.
Oh, shit.
It's like a bitter racist. Roast. It's good.
I paid so much for this thing.
No, it's good, though.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
I've been drinking it.
My dad listened to classic rock. He liked the Beatles, the Stones, the Who, Dylan. He liked the little Billy Idol.
ZZO, you know, basically.
Little Meatloaf. Yeah, whatever was on 95.1 WZZO. He liked some classical music. And never really listened to jazz, never really listened to country. Certainly wasn't open-minded when it came to hip-hop, rap,
Tim,
music, metal. Didn't
I got
care
a question for you.
What?
Idol or Joel? Which Billy's got to go?
I would eliminate Idol. I don't have any real feeling. I mean, there's too many good Billy Joel songs that I just wouldn't want to lose.
Joel or Squire? Which one's got to go?
Squire.
Ah.
I like Squire.
Joel or Gibbons?
I mean, I hate to be this guy. I'm not a BJ hater.
Joel or D. Williams?
I feel bad for Billy Joel watching all that, the Trump rallies, being like, you throw one of my songs, there's so much Elton. Can I get one of my tunes in there? It's just a matter of trust. You could do that one.
Joel or Wilder?
Like Billy Wilder?
Tim, Joel or Ray Cyrus?
Ray Cyrus.
Oh, I mixed up Ocean, Billy Ocean with the... What's it? I like... You ever get into Billy Ocean at all?
All right, let's take another call.
Oh, should we talk to Jacob who has COVID?
Sure. Can we get it through the Zoom?
I hope not, God.
Joel or King?
What's Gene going King. On? The Zoom's jumping around.
Oh, there it is. Nick, by the way, Nikki has my ice cream that I love out of Madison, Wisconsin. Oh. Bring him up.
This Gene King or Bob Thornton?
Can you do it?
We'll have a nice narrative. Nikki Aloha.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I need to go to Nikki Aloha right now.
Tim, I remember when we got that
we'll
ice cream.
We'll get back to you, Jacob.
You remember this, right?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out to the bus.
Are we doing it live? Am I live?
Nikki, you're on.
Oh, is it Joel Tipperlein?
Thanks.
Your ice cream is a chocolate shop.
Yes.
And this is a coconut almond bliss, and I just ate a pint of it on live air.
You're gonna have some healthy shits later.
It's been bad. It's been kind of on a bender.
Of ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, buddy. I don't get that good stuff though. I just got whatever they got at the local shop.
It's the cream, dude. Yeah. It's the cream.
It really is something special. Play something on your uke, because I watching a
Tiny Tim?
I was watching a Tiny Tim documentary last night.
No, I don't know.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? Tiptoe through the terries, through the daisies. Ooh-hoo!
live in fear of everyone.
Oh, here we go.
I don't remember the words right there. Yeah, I don't even see the value in having fun.
I think I'm done growing.
I think I'm done growing. I love that song, man.
Thanks, man. I had an idea for a TV show last night. It's called Taller. And it's a guy that, as an adult, like let's say it's me, he starts getting taller. He starts growing.
I would like to.
Caroline, would you want to write that pitch with
me? Can that happen to me? What if they had to?
Would you put on a couple inches there, Tim? It's been my bones. This guy starts turning into a giant.
Hey, can you ask me about Bowie or Elvis?
Bowie or Elvis, who would you snuff out at their baptism?
Which baby I would drown during the baptism?
Yeah.
I'm a huge Bowie fan, like probably bigger Bowie fan than Elvis, but
you're a bigger Bowie fan than Elvis is. I don't know if Elvis was on the record of being a fan of David Bowie.
Well, Elvis's cover of Blue Moon of Kentucky, which was a Bill Monroe song, changed music forever.
There would
be no Bowie if it wasn't for that.
Of course.
That's just facts.
You got to drown Bowie.
You got to drown Bowie.
Baby drown him. Got to go.
What stuff did Bowie inspire? Nothing great.
You know, that's not a bad point.
Oh, come on, man.
That's not a bad point.
Thank you, Tim. That's what it's all about. The big picture.
Like glam was already a thing when Bowie kind of inhabited the... You already had T-Rex and you had Roxy Music, I think, pre-Bowie. So
those New York Dolls.
Dolls. He kind of stepped, he found that persona after that was already, so he didn't like really invent the glam thing.
Artistically, doesn't it?
What about him and Iggy, though? Him and Iggy. He produced.
Great. I'm not trying to say I don't like his work. I love his work. I'm just saying,
Or Black Star, like his last album when he died a week later. That's insane.
It's great.
No one's listening to that.
I'm not discounting his work.
That's a great album.
I'm not discounting his work. I'm just saying, did he invent,
No, not in the way
that Elvis did. Would there have been another guy like Elvis that would have just come along? Of course.
Well, Elvis stole it. I mean, it was black people's music, and he just like got it on the airwaves.
Yeah, we all know this. We all know.
Yeah.
We all know.
Black Lives Matter.
There you go. Don't say that disparaging. Don't say that sarcastic.
I'm not saying that sarcastic.
It sounds like you are.
I'm not.
But I want an apology on your notes app in the comments. And then we will reveal
it.
We'll reveal it on After Hours.
I'm sorry, man.
We only have 1 minute left.
What did we learn? Do we like reviewing apologies? Or is it mean?
Hey, don't do this to me, man. I mean that.
I understand. I'm with you.
All right.
I'm not looking to cancel nobody except Baked Alaska.
Speaking of Baked Alaska, Keith Ellison just posted, if you see any of these men, please contact law enforcement immediately. And right in the middle is Baked Alaska.
I have a connection in Congress through a friend. I won't say who, but this guy is hot to trot for Baked Alaska. He wants to see him go down, and I love it. Oh, I wonder if they should allow Baked to live stream in jail, don't you think? With that machine on where he can walk around. And he's got that speaker on him and people type in nasty words.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He wouldn't last a day.
It should be his punishment. He should have to stream 24/7.
He should harass the fellow inmates in the
what? 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 No, no, no! It's me. It's not me saying it. Boom! Down. No! It's people are paying me. Motherfucker!
I'm press.
You'd be what?
Raped Alaska.
Okay.
There you go. All right, folks. We are happy to be back. Sorry, the schedule's a little wonky today. Jacob with COVID. I'm sorry. Do you want to talk in the after hours? Okay. You're hopefully a patron. Okay, good. We'll talk to you, Jacob. Thank you for explaining the ice cream scenario. That was helpful today. Glad to be back. Sorry about the schedule switcheroo. This is all related to the failures of our federal government, state, and local governments on handling this Trump virus. I'm supposed to do a commercial. You know that's something I do occasionally as a job. I enjoy working. It's fun to be creative. everything's getting moved and pushed. And if anybody in LA, really, I think it's mostly LA, but you must understand, we have not gotten a handle on this thing. People, no one can be sure when we're working again. And it's just a total mess. And so because of that, we've had to move schedules around a little bit. We'll be back next Thursday.
I was going to check with you. Is that confirmed? Are you?
That's fine.
You're
with
not
me.
Working next Thursday.
Is that what you're doing?
Thursday works for me.
Thursday for you. So we're back on regular schedule for the time being. We will do a show every week as much as we can. Sometimes it might get moved around. There's just a lot of bullshit happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what my message is? Well, my message is for this year. What is it, folks? What is it? Tell me. No, come on. Open up the lines, Matt. Open it up.
Oh, geez.
Can you open all the lines?
Yeah.
No. More. Bullshit. No more.
I can allow them to unmute themselves.
Let's hear it from one person.
Shame.
Hey, no more bullshit, man.
There you go. There come on. Go. Roll through them.
Bullshit.
Come on. Push it.
Bullshit.
No. Bullshit. I'm talking no more bullshit. We're saying no more bullshit now. That's amazing. Buy more bullshit. All right. All right, take us out, boys.
I do not sing what I believe. I only give them fact. If they believe quite otherwise, it still will have impact. Concern, not mine, my friend. They're free to pass.